Hey babes, welcome to Bravo Group Chat, a weekly podcast about your favorite Bravo celebrities.
Join us as we dive into the reality behind reality TV.
We're Bravo Group Chat.
Welcome back, guys. Today we have a Bravo super fan here with us, Maria Herrera, that we actually met last weekend at our Bravo event. Maria, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. You guys have no idea. I am, again, my circles are so high. I'm so excited to be here. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So Maria, how did you find out about our Bravo event?
Somebody, and I don't know who it is, I think sent me your page. You came into my DMs because I was talking about Bravo, because I talk about Bravo literally all day, every day. And I saw this event and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to know more about, well, I first figured out because of the trivia event, but somebody had sent me your page before and was like, these girls are from Pittsburgh. And I'm like, wait, what? So then I looked into you guys a little bit more. And then I saw that you guys had a podcast. And I think honestly, the first one that I actually listened to was the Farrier from Below Deck. That was my first one. I had actually guessed that you guys were going to talk to Captain Lee. That's who I had guessed guess for, but, yeah, it's because you guys had put up like a question that says, who do you think it is? And I thought it was Captain Lee. And then I said, no, Captain Sandy, because I feel like she's like more thirsty to get her points across. So then I thought it was her. But yeah, that's how I initially found out about you, because of the trivia event. And like I said, somebody had sent it to me, because again, I talk about Bravo all day, every day. So it was so nice to be around other people that listen to Bravo and understand Bravo.
Yes. Like, so my mom, like, she, I think, thinks that we're in like our own world here where like no one else knows anything about Bravo, and that Kelly and I are just these lunatics that are obsessed with reality TV. And she was at the event and she was like, wow, like, this is actually a thing. Like, people actually love Bravo. And I'm like, yeah, mom, it's a real thing.
Oh, yes.
So fun fact though, anyone that is currently on Bravo TV are not allowed to go on to podcasts or any type of like interviews. We have found that out. We found it out the hard way because we interviewed Bali from Family Karma and she actually got into trouble with production team. So we have to seek out people to interview that are not currently on or under contract, which blows.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how do the people that have podcasts now, how are they able to get people that are currently on there?
So you have to basically be you have to have an in with like NBC or one of the like the podcast companies. So we produce our own podcast, right? So hopefully one day we can be real people, real podcasters, and get in with them. But yeah, you have to have like, what is that called? Press.
There's just like a list of stuff, like approved media outlets, yeah, basically.
Approved media, yeah, people that they're allowed to speak to, which it pisses us off, but.
Okay, so let's do like just a little bit of like your fave, least fave Bravo stuff so people can kind of get a stance as to like where your head's at. So let's do your favorite and least favorite Bravo celebrity, favorite housewife, favorite show. Go.
Favorite housewife, hands down, Dorinda Medley, by far. I think she is perfect. Yes, she is. She's crazy, but she's so raw. She's so open. She shares her life. And even when she's wrong, I understand that she's wrong, but I think she comes from a good place. So I think she would be my number one Bravo person. And my least favorite, well, she's not on anymore, but I guess it would have been Kelly Dodd. She took a turn.
A past person.
Yeah. Well, she's the most recent one, but I think Camille Grammer from day one. I never liked her. She and I got into it on Twitter. She has me blocked. So
what?
I don't understand the obsession of how everybody wants her back. Like, I don't agree with anything that she has to say, but somehow people are very much into her, and I don't get it. Like, it's like people have amnesia when they're watching Bravo shows. It's like, do you not remember how she was? I do not forget. I remember everything. So I would say she's probably, yeah, I don't like her at all.
I agree. And like how she gives her two cents with everything that's going on with Erica and stuff right now. Like she is dying to stay relevant. She wants to talk all this shit on Beverly Hills. Like, bitch, you would love to have a diamond. You would love to.
100%. And I don't think that she lays it all out there either. I think, I will say this. I think a lot of people are comparing what's going on with Erica, with Denise and all that. And I will say this. Denise ran from the cameras. She never came back and talked about it. And that's my biggest issue. And I think it's not, you're not, you can't compare them. Erica, we can probably get into that later, but she's at least showing up. She's not hiding. She comes, whether or not you believe it, she's still showing up. And I can respect that 100% more than anything that Denise did, because she ran. She didn't film. She would run. And I hate that. Why are you on a reality show if you're not going to talk about it?
Yeah,
so. I agree.
I mean, a lot of people do that. And it's kind of like, they do it on their way out. Like we saw Brandy do it this season in Dallas. You know, we've seen other people do it too. And I don't like it either. It's like you did, you signed up, finish it out. LVP did it when she exited. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. It's not going my way. So I'm just going to bounce. Like, I don't like it either. Mm-hmm. It's like not fair.
No, it's not, because we want to know more. Like, just tell us. Like, I don't know. I just, I don't like when they do that either. So I can at least respect Erica for the fact that she's being as honest as she possibly can be, whether or not you believe it or not. She's still showing up and she's still filming.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I agree.
What's your favorite show?
Potomac right now. It's the moment. I love Potomac. I love it. It's between Beverly Hills because it made a comeback. But I think when I think about the characters, I live for Potomac. I do. It's so good. It's just been on the rise every year. Keeps getting better and better and better. And definitely. I love the women.
I think that people say like, don't sleep on Potomac, but like people really do. And they should. Mm-hmm.
Oh, 100%.
Well, I think it maybe started out like not as exciting as it is, but now it's on the rise. It gets better and better.
Yeah. Yeah. I will admit season one was not that great, but I don't think it was supposed to be a housewife show. I think it was supposed to be something else. And then they made it into a housewife, I think, from what I read. So I think that makes sense. But yeah, once they brought in Monique and they brought Candace, like after that, it just has gone up and it's so, so good. It's so juicy, so scandalous.
I like Monique. Do you like her?
No, I don't. But you know what? I don't. But I will say this. I was not against her. When that whole fight happened, I still liked her. Like starting in, I didn't hate her. I think that we need to normalize liking both people, like Giselle and Karen.
Oh, yeah.
I like them both. So I think with them, wait, that's how like I was. But Giselle? I like them both. I like Giselle and I like Karen. But what I'm saying with Candace and Monique, what made me be against Monique was that she didn't own what she was doing. And that just really, really got to me. And I think that's why I kind of turned on her, because I don't think she owned what she was doing and she just denies it. And I think, I do believe that she was in the press. I do believe she was in the blogs. I think that she was manipulating the narrative, and I just own it. And the words
of Lisa are that. I would totally agree with that. Monique and Chris, her husband, my husband loves them. And he was pissed when they left. I think that Candace, like, I get it. Don't put your hands on anyone. We're not saying that that's right. But the girl took it a little far. Like, you're at the reunion how many months later, still, like, crying about it? Unless there was some serious footage that we didn't see. Like, and granted, I've never had a bitch pull my hair. So like, I guess I can't speak from it for that angle, but I think she was really playing that up a little bit. Like it went on a little.
I don't think it was the actual hair pulling. What I think hurt her more than anything was social media. I think that social media people, Monique's people went after her for so long. And I don't think she was able to talk about it. And I think that's what I think it was more of like the wounds of how she was being bashed in the press.
That makes sense. You're right. That's a good angle. That's a good perception on it.
I think she was embarrassed too. Like,
yes.
Embarrassment can can do a lot of things to a person, you know, like
I was
majorly embarrassed.
Yeah, I would be too, because if you look at that, she kind of lost. She lost the fight, if you're going to look at it that way. I mean, she got beat.
Right, exactly. And honestly, like, I don't condone Monique's actions or behaviors or how she went to the press or whatever, but I still liked her.
Yeah, and that was another thing. I feel like somebody can be in my face and I will never, ever put my hands on them. And I think that's where Monique and I, like, even if somebody were in my face, they would have to physically hit me first before I did anything. So that's why I just didn't like that she just didn't own it. It's like, yeah, I personally think she put her hands on Candace first. Like, somebody can really be in my face and I'm never gonna, from what I know, I'm 31, so maybe I have time to go, but I don't think I would ever do that.
I don't think I would either. I've never been in a fight in my entire life.
Yeah, same.
I'm just not.
I got in a fight with my college roommate and I put my hands on her, but that was 15 years ago. So let's 32, Dominique. I don't think I would do that, but bitch was in my fucking face. So I like to think.
Alcohol involved?
Yes. I mean, I was 20 years old. I was drunk on Burnett's vanilla. Like, I can't be responsible. Okay. Let's get into her
least favorite show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm jumping the gun. Yeah, least favorite.
Oh, wow. I literally watched them all.
Did you watch Million Dollar Listing?
Mm-hmm. I watched Million Dollar Listing. I watched Flipping Out. I watched all the Housewives. I've seen every single episode of every single season. I've watched like Tabitha's Salon Takeover, whatever that was called. I watched Project Runway. Yeah, I really watched them all.
What, Shaw's and Family Karma?
I watch. Oh, love Family Karma. Same. Love Shaw's. I would say maybe the ones I didn't watch. There was one called like Timber Creek Lodge or something like that. I didn't watch that. Or
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think I didn't watch any of those. You know what? I do, but you know what I don't like? This is probably controversial. Vanderpump Rules. Like, I can't. Like, I keep up with it because it's a staple of Bravo, but I don't like them. And I think it's because I'm jealous. I'm jealous. That's
wait
what it is.
A second. Maria, I have said that all the time. I love Vanderpump Rules, but like, I couldn't watch them towards the end. Like, I love watching seasons one, two, three, where they're broke. Mm-hmm. Like, I work in a restaurant, you know, I work at Bigham. Like, I can associate with that. Like, especially like young there. Now these motherfuckers are rich and have these brand deals off of doing nothing. And I've said it's jealousy. Like, I can't with you.
I 100% agree with you, because I literally worked in restaurants. My parents owned, I identify, because there's so much drama in restaurants. I've always said that. Even growing up, I was like, we should have a reality show because we're crazy. So but I know what it is. It's jealousy. Because I'm not saying that they're not talented, but I know what it is. I'm jealous. I wish I were them. I wish I could just be on a show with my friends and be so popular and be so loved. I admit it.
Yeah.
Right? I agree with you 110% there. 110%.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Should we get into trivia? So we're going to, we have 10 trivia questions here that we're going to ask you. Now,
wait, time out. Let's tell our listeners though, that we made this really difficult for Maria because she killed our trivia game on last Sunday at our party, like killed it.
And yeah, now I have this pressure. Now I'm pressured. Yeah, now
so
I won't get any.
We had to make it like a little bit different, like not the typical questions.
Like, I literally sat in front of my TV, put on Hulu, like seasons one and two of random different franchises and different things, and was like digging for them to say something about something that, like, you know the answer to it, being a true Bravo star, I'm sure, but it's like, it's not a question that you would normally just think of in thinking of trivia questions. So,
okay,
let's go. All right. Number one, who is known as the Persian pop priestess?
Oh, from Shaw's, she did Diamond Water.
Yes.
She's married to one of the Jacksons. Awesome.
Yes. Yes, girl. Yes.
I think that's how my mind works. I'm like, I can see her.
Yep.
Yep.
So, wait, can I just give you a little tidbit about Shaw? So I just recently started watching Shaw. So don't know why I never watched it before. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I'm 1000% freaking obsessed. I love them so much. However, in the beginning, I was texting Dominique and I'm like, I hate Asa. She's so annoying. I don't like her. Now I like her. I'm on season 5 and she's growing on me. Something she says, I'm still like, ugh, you're just stop. But I do like her. I do like her.
Yes. I was going to say she grows on me for sure.
Yeah.
So we have Asa Sultan Ramadi. She's married to Jermaine Jackson Jr. He was in the Jackson 5 and was the second vocalist after Michael. And they have a son together, Sultan Jackson, that was born in 2017. Asa was on Shaw's from season 1 through 6. And then I was digging and she does still remain in contact with some of the cast members. She texts Reza here and there and she texts Gigi congratulations when she had her baby Elijah. Mm-hmm. So she seems to be on decent terms with everyone on the cast, which is nice to hear.
So I'm not there yet, but why did she leave?
It was just kind of like she was pregnant. Kelly loves to know the spoilers. So she knows about like Reza.
I'm the opposite.
When I like watch stuff, I know. So I just watched like when Reza doesn't marry Adam in the Philippines or And or where were they? Were they in the Philippines?
Turkey?
No. In Phuket, Thailand. That's right. But I was like, I know they're married. So now I have to see where they get married at. So I just like Googled it. So I do like my own spoilers, but I like to know. So she
was pregnant in season 6. And I don't exactly remember the drama, but I think she was just like, a lot of it was like, you know, her and her energy shit. She's like, this is bad energy. It doesn't make me feel good. It's getting into my uterus type of shit. Right.
Yeah. Am I right? Yeah. It was that too. And then they also felt like she wasn't sharing her life because
that's right.
Jermaine, I know it's not the Jacksons. Yeah. Jermaine wasn't on the show. She didn't really talk about that part of it. And everybody felt that. So at the time MJ was going through in vitro, I don't think she was pregnant yet, but she felt like she put everything out there and she felt like it was unfair that everyone was putting their lives out there. And yet Asa got to be private.
I did because about that because like she's been with Jermaine the whole time that she's been on since.
She doesn't talk about him. Yeah.
Never talks about him. And he's like never even on a trip or anything. I've seen him once thus far. And I'm like,
you never see him.
Yeah.
Didn't because MJ got pissed because Asa had said that she went through like IVF or in vitro or whatever. Yes. And that and she like didn't, she wasn't there to like talk to about it or didn't say anything about it. So everyone was like, what the hell? You went through IVF? Because I mean, she was in her late 30s whenever she got pregnant. Like, I don't know exactly how old, but I would say she was 38 plus maybe, right? You know, so they were kind of like, how is she able to get pregnant so easily? And she kind of hid that. If you're right, you saying that like made me think of that. Mm. Yeah, but yeah, I love Shaw's. Thanks. I think they're cool. Thanks. All right. Number 2. What was Mario Singer's family in the business of? Or what was their family business? It was jewelry. Mentioned. Yes, but do you know like
the true fate? Well, that was Ramona's.
Yeah, but there is like a I guess they're specific type.
Like crosses.
Yeah. Religious artifacts. Yeah. Yep. You're right. Damn, girl. So
I didn't
remember. Mario is the vice president of Classic Metallics, a manufacturer of awards, trophies, and religious jewelry. The business started as a family business in the 1940s. solely as a religious jewelry manufacturer under the title Frederick Singer and Sons. And then in the late 50s, the Singer family broke out into the awards and trophies industry, which at the time was just beginning to adapt production methods. Classic Metallics quickly became one of the leaders and innovators in developing a wide variety of quality metallic products mass produced at affordable prices. Because I always wondered, like, how the Singers had their money. Because, you know, Ramona prides herself on being an entrepreneur and making money's an aphrodisiac. But, like, I don't really think she had the backing of, like, these businesses prior to Mario.
No.
Right?
I agree. She probably says it otherwise. But I agree with you. Because I remember, when I was in quarantine, I decided to randomly watch Housewives of New York. And I remember them going into his shop. And I just remember, even then, I thought that was weird because that they were, I didn't think that they would make so much money because it was like just random crosses. I remember thinking that, but maybe it's old money.
I don't know. Right. And I think the whole, like, it's one of those businesses that's like, everyone has trophies and, like, you know, jewelry and, like, think about a church, you know what I mean? Like, if you get contracted to do a bunch of churches in New York City, like, and you're making different pieces and stuff, it's like those weird businesses that you don't think about that people are, like, sneaky really rich at, you know?
Right.
What were your thoughts on Mario? Did you like Mario? Let's talk about him for a minute.
Oh, I had the biggest crush on him. I was very attracted to him. I knew that, this is terrible to say, and I shouldn't say this, but when I first saw them together, now she looks phenomenal, but Ramona looks way different, like, than she does now than she did back then. But I thought from the beginning that he was definitely not faithful. I genuinely thought he was too attractive for her. And I just felt that he was cheating from the beginning. I'm like, he's cheating on her. And it's sad that he did that to her, but I always thought he was very attractive. To this day, he's very hot, like, for his age. Yeah. I don't know.
I just feel like it takes a very special type of man to be with Ramona Singer.
Yeah.
Like, that girl can really suck the air out of a room. You know what I mean? Like, even their daughter, I'm surprised she doesn't have some darker features. Like, she is all Ramona, that girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mario has, like, he has dark features. Like, I don't know what his nationality is, or I don't know if he's Italian, or I don't know what he is, but, like, you would think she would have had darker hair or something. Mm-hmm. She's very fair skinned to have such a, I don't know. She's all her mother.
I know, that just shows you that Ramona's so powerful and so in herself that she would reproduce a child that looks just like her with someone that looks Italian.
Right, for real. True Faith Jewelry. I swear that bedazzled black t-shirt was permanently on Ramona's body, like, all of season 2 or 3, like, whatever it was. It's so funny. And I swear that she wears that, like, butterfly necklace. She wears it in confessional looks. She wears it, like, all the time. And I wonder if True Faith Jewelry is still in production today. I doubt it, right?
I feel like she would promote it more because she always promotes Ageless by Ramona, but she doesn't ever do True Faith anymore.
Italian, by the way.
He is? Yeah.
Makes sense.
Recessive genes, I guess.
I don't know. What's her thing called? True
Faith.
Oh yeah.
True Faith.
I was looking it up. I just want to see.
She had that. She had her Pinot Grigio line. She had so many.
Is the Pinot Grigio even really a thing? I feel like she, like, one time she said turtle time and she, like, took it and ran with it, which, you know, like, do you, boo, but it's funny.
A net worth of $18 million.
See, this is the thing though. You have to factor her Hamptons house gets played into that net worth. Her apartment she owns gets played into that net worth. So it's not like she has 18 mil sitting in the bank. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's your assets. That's even maybe part of her business. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what they mean when they say a net worth. It's not like this is how much money's in their bank account.
I know.
So, I mean, that Hampton house is probably a cool 4 or 5 mil, if I had to guess.
I think it's 6 million from what I read, because I was reading who has the most expensive. This is what I do on my free time. I just look up people's houses. And it was, and I think it was like $6 million. It's definitely, she has the biggest home out of all of like the New York ones, like in the Hamptons, even more than Bethany's. Maybe not all of Bethany's, but more than one of her individual places.
Oh, wow.
So I just looked it up. It's an article from February of this year. And it says that she still has her fashion line that she started. It's called RMS Fashions. She started it when she was 30 with a $70,000 loan from her dad.
Her dad that she hated, that beat her mother.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? I never did.
Because I do remember from the first season, she was saying that she had a bunch of clothes. And I think what they do is it's like a consignment. I thought it was more like consignment, I think.
Yes, I remember. They like get it in China and then they bring it over here and they resell it. You know, she's like,
yes. Exactly.
And apparently this says she's a real estate broker in training.
Yes.
I'll see that.
So is freaking Kelly Bensimone.
I'll see it when I believe it.
That's just a way for her to cut out costs whenever she buys an apartment next time. That's what that is.
All right. Well, let's go over to the West Coast. Next question is, Lisa Vanderpump's daughter is married to whom?
Jason. I just was reading it because she just announced she's pregnant.
Yeah.
I didn't know his last name. So in fact, I think Jason, I give you credit for Jason.
Start with an S.
Yes.
Yeah. He's the national director of prestige accounts at Palm Bay International. Whatever all that means. Probably just has a fat paycheck. Yes. Went to Pepperdine University, which, do we know where that is?
California. I looked it up today. They have a what?
Maria, did you already know that?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that?
Yeah, this girl that I went to high school with was looking at Pepperdine, and I just remember it.
Are you from here?
I have a lot of useless knowledge in my head.
Are you originally from Pittsburgh?
I'm like an hour and a half away, small town called Ligonier.
I know where Ligonier is. Yeah. Well, it's not that close, but I dated someone who was like from Derry, who I guess was.
It's close. Yep, out in the sticks.
I dated someone from New Florence.
Oh, I used to live in New Florence, so yeah. New Florence, small town.
You don't like Vanderpump Rules, but
yes,
do you like LVP?
Oh no, she has me blocked too. She blocked me on Instagram and Twitter because I talked about Ken.
I need a list of everyone that has blocked you.
I need to hear about this.
You know what? I have it pulled up somewhere. I literally have like 1,000 screenshots, but it was whenever, if I remember correctly, I know it was when Ken was acting up and he was being very mean to the ladies. So I said something about Ken, but it wasn't even towards her. Like, I think she was looking herself up because I don't think I added her. Like, you know, I didn't mention her. I think she was just looking and she got mad. And I didn't even notice that she blocked me. I still don't know why Camille did, but I would probably assume that I talked crap about her. LVP and I, because I don't agree with her. I saw through her. I totally believe she was in on the radar online thing. I think she is as sneaky as people say. I think that she's manipulative and I believe everything. Like, I was not a fan. I was always in the minority in that. I think she just found, she was just, must have been like Twitter, like Googling her name. Just looking at herself on Twitter. So she has me blocked. Camille Grammer, Kim Zolciak, Siggy Flicker. And I really got into it about the Holocaust thing. Because whenever she was going back and forth, Marge said, oh, it's like, you know, she made that a Hitler analogy.
Yes.
Yes. And she and I went into it. Like, she was nasty. She was talking about my mother. Like, she
shut the fuck up.
Swear to God, I will send you the screenshots. Yeah.
To see this.
Yeah. She was evil. Like, we went out on Twitter and then then mentioned her on my Instagram stories, I think. And, oh, we went in, like, she was like, your mother, like, she was being really disgusting. So her, Brittany Jax's wife blocked me because she was commenting on the whole Tristan and Chloe thing. And I was like, you have no room to talk. And like, you know, so I was being a little troll there. I'm not gonna lie, but I was right. I'm not gonna lie. I was being a troll. Brittany, who else? I can't remember, but those are the ones that I really got it, like, really heated about.
I need to see the Ziggy conversation.
I will send it to you.
That is amazing.
He's crazy. She was posting all kinds of like really ridiculous stuff during like the election. And I was like, nah, I'm not here for this.
No, there's something wrong. And I think at the time I was like, you're a relationship expert. Like she was a life coach or what, one of those things. So I was like, why are you
bullshit anyway?
Yeah, no, there's something wrong with her. And I'm glad that she's off the show.
On the show when she laid down and screamed at her party in front of all those people.
Yes. Like,
what the fuck are you doing, you lunatic?
Yeah. Like, and I think it made Dolores go down with her, because like Dolores became a different person, I think, after Siggy left. I don't even know if they're still friends.
They're not.
I was never a fan of her, but Dominique wants to talk to her because of what her dad or mom or who is
her parents, her dad and mom. Well, I think it's her dad. Yeah. They're Holocaust survivors. And like, I'm a big World War II buff and I love reading about Nazi Germany and the Holocaust. So I sent her this really long DM and I was like, I don't like want to talk about Bravo. I would just love an opportunity to talk to your father. And like, that's so amazing what he lived through. And it was like a really nice message and she never responded to me. I truly had nothing but pure intentions. Like I'm really like every year that passes, I'm losing out on a chance to talk to a Holocaust survivor because most of them are like in their late 90s now, you know? And I really want to do that.
It's her other obsession other than Bravo. She like, I mean, it's very educational too, right? So, but there's a person on TikTok that it's like, she posts for her like great grandmother or somebody. And it's like really cool. And every time I see it, it'll come up in my like For You page for a while. Mostly it's Bravo shit and dogs and babies and stupid stuff. But every once in a while, it'll be like, you need to learn something. And I send it to them.
My For You page is all Hasidic Jews. And I am obsessed with it.
I did not see that one coming.
It is. I love it. It's such a cool... It's just, I'm such a weirdo with what I get into and I just love learning about them. I think it's so cool.
Have you seen that show on Netflix about
I haven't watched it yet because all of the Hasidic Jews I follow say that it's like, that's not the way they live their lives. So I've watched like My Unorthodox Life, but there's like that new one that just came out.
Right.
It's My Unorthodox Life that just came out. I watched Unorthodox and something else on Netflix like over quarantine, but whatever one just came out, I haven't watched it yet, but I have to. But I started following the daughter on TikTok and it's kind of cool though, because it kind of combines two of my loves of fashion and of Jews. So because the mom was like she's like a fashion person or something in New York City.
So
I should probably watch it. Okay. So number four, what is the name of Dina Manzo's naked cat from season 1 and 2?
Grandma Wrinkles.
Oh my God, girl. You are so good. Okay. So like I said, I pulled up like season 1 of New Jersey and I'm watching it like, or this might've been season 2 and it was season 2 and Danielle, that woman is so annoying. I like have friends that like started watching and they're like, what should I watch first? And New Jersey is my favorite. So I'm like, you got to watch Jersey. And then they just stop because they hate Danielle so much that they can't get past any of the episodes. Thoughts on Danielle?
She's crazy, but she was really good TV. She really was. She was so good. well, I feel like there was two different Danielles. The OG Danielle was really unhinged. Like, she was bad shit crazy, if I can say that on the podcast. She was crazy insane. Yes. Yeah, like she scared me. Remember when she brought that Danny, the bodyguard person, like who does stuff like that?
Who like was like a wannabe mafioso. Did you ever watch The Sopranos? He reminds me of Christopher from The Sopranos. Like this little guy, like he even looked like Christopher from The Sopranos, if you watch that show.
Yeah, she was crazy, but she was such good TV. And then the later Danielle, I actually thought she was very like tame, but I think it's because she wanted to be back on the show so much that I feel like she had to like scale it back a little bit. But yeah, I mean, she was good TV. I didn't, she was like one of those like housewife villains that you need, right? Like, I thought she was crazy, but I don't agree with really anything that she said, but she was good to watch. You know,
she like didn't know how to speak. So I think it's in season two. She is going to talk to that priest and she like, I need you to teach me to pray for them. And they cut to one of her confessionals and she's like, I need to learn to pray for those who have done me grave wrong. And I'm like, do you know what you're saying? Like, you know how stupid you sound right now? Like, I knew what she was trying to get at, but she wasn't like using the words properly.
She is stupid.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so funny.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you watched The Housewife and The Hustler, right?
I did. Of course. Yes.
You saw her.
She had to. I think she probably did. Knowing her, she'd probably do it for free, to be honest with you. Like, she had no idea. It was like, you're putting me in there. Like, I thought. You know, it just doesn't make sense to put me in there. I was like, exactly. Whatever.
I don't understand why she was a part of it at all. Like, at all.
At all.
Because they had to have people that weren't associated with Bravo, I guarantee it. Or even you know what I mean? Like, even if you ask, none of the past housewives that were actual housewives would probably want anything to do with it because they know that it's just, like, you're not coming out of that on the good end of the stick with Bravo, right, with Andy, with any of the legit housewives. Right. So that's why they pull these D-listers. I didn't even know that other chick was the $25,000 sunglass lady. She looked so, I thought that was like a producer or a lawyer or an assistant or something. I'm like, who the fuck is this bitch?
Yeah, she's really different. And she's also unhinged now. She has like her own podcast and like her own Instagram. And she's just, I don't know. It's wild. It's weird. She's weird. And I think she wants to come back to the show too. Obviously, she's one of those thirsty people. And it's like, well, you didn't translate well to TV. So it's like, just calm down, you know?
And you didn't age well. So you're definitely not coming back. Like, she doesn't, I mean, not to put like a look on it, but she doesn't have the look of a Beverly Hills housewife.
No. No,
you're not going to make it there, baby.
No.
Mm-mm.
All right, Cal, go ahead. Number five.
All right. What is the name of the tall, thin man who was a featured party planner and friend of some of the Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Are you talking about Dwight?
Yes.
I forgot his name, actually.
I can't remember his last name, but I was just watching Married to Medicine. I was just rewatching it and I forgot Dwight was in it, but yeah.
Dwight was on Married to Medicine.
Yeah. He was on there prominently in season three with Lisa Nicole. He helped her with her fashion line and her, fashion show.
That's right. That's right. Dwight Eubanks.
Ah, yes.
Eubanks. Isn't Cameron Eubanks last name? Isn't that her last name?
Cameron? Yeah. I'm going to say there's no relation.
But I liked him. But didn't he have a falling out
with Nene?
Yeah.
About money, like saying that I don't know, it was something about money. I just remember them getting in a fight.
They were like friends.
Yeah. I think Nene almost beat him too at this said party, from what I can remember.
Yeah.
I miss all of them. It was like Dwight was on there. Remember Derek J, that other hairdresser? Yeah.
Yep.
And then there's another one too. I can't remember.
I bet you we could get Dwight to come on our show.
Oh my God. He would be amazing. How fun would he be?
I bet you we could get him.
I would love
him. Yes.
He's like a D-list enough Miss Lawrence. Yes. Yes. Miss Lawrence.
Ooh. And what about the guy that did Pandora's Wedding?
Oh, that's Shushu. Mr. Shushu. The Lee. Lee.
Kevin Lee. Kevin Lee.
I was saying Ken, but I'm like, that's not right. I knew it was something. Yeah. We should contact him too. He's like a celebrity planner though. So
yeah, he's like very up. I don't think we can get him. Wait, speaking of, because Dwight was friends with Phaedra. Have you seen the new photos of Phaedra on Instagram?
Yes, he looks completely different. I don't know if it's like she did work or no, she looks good. I don't know if it's a lot like maybe Photoshop. She looks good. I'm not gonna lie. She does look really good. She looks completely different from what she used to look like.
She looks like Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
Yes, she does.
Yes.
With the long blonde hair. And that's the thing, like, I can't tell if it's just like the natural tweaking that women do over time, or if it's the long blonde wig and just the change of outfits, because she used to be like, she would definitely dress like at the beach and stuff, but like her confessional looks were always more like buttoned up and stuff. And it's just, her image just looks totally different, you know?
Yeah. I wonder, I would love to see her back.
Oh, I love Phaedra.
Thank you. Maria, you don't like her?
You know what? What she did, I can't, like, honestly, there's some things that I feel like are unforgivable and cross the line. And I really think that what she did to Candy crossed the line. I really, really do. And I don't know. And Candy is so beloved that I don't know if Candy would ever film with her. And if I don't know. I just think she crossed the line. There's certain lines that you don't cross, and she crossed it.
What did she do?
She lied and said that that Candy and Todd wanted to drug
Portia,
yeah, and like made all these things, and like this was like in, you know, like that's very,
did she
like those accusations? Yeah, well, yeah, because Phaedra did not remember. Portia said, well, you know what, I have a cease and desist, let me have Phaedra explain it, because she's the one that told me. And then Phaedra was like, what? And then got caught.
Well, Phaedra's a little liar. Liar pants on fire half the time anyway. She lied about when her baby was due.
Oh my God, that is like one of my favorite scenes, and I watch it literally every 2 months. It is so funny. Yes.
You know, like those TikToks that are like, what's a moment that lives in your head rent-free? That's my moment.
Honestly,
like,
yeah.
She's like, I need to get this baby up out of here.
Yeah. I think if Candy can forgive her, then we can bring her back. But I'm with Candy, because I would find that very hard to forgive. But if Candy is okay with it, because she says like, no, I don't really want to film with her. So yeah, we should. But I will agree, she does make really good TV, because her comebacks, her shade, her confessionals were so good.
Yeah,
but she crossed the line. So
she did. And like her and Candy were super close. So that's a hard pill to swallow and get over from Candy's aspect. And I respect that, because that would be hard.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Number six.
Oh, you going to do it?
Sorry. What?
I said, I'll do it real quick. What was the name of the charity event on Real Housewives of Dallas where all the ladies wore over the top hats?
This is the one where Brandy had poop in her hat, right?
Yep.
Wow, I might be stumped. I can remember it. I remember that she had poop in it, and
that was so tacky too, by the way. I hated that they did that.
I don't know what it was called.
It's called Mad Hatter.
Mad Hatter.
We stumped on one.
I did. I can remember the hats. I remember it. That was season one, I think, right?
Yeah,
that was like their like first thing when they were actually, that's like all they talked about was charity this, charity that, charity that.
It was supposed to be a charity show. It wasn't supposed to be a Real Housewives, right. So that's why it was charity themed. Leanne was, she was crazy, but she was, I could see why, you know, things, why they parted ways. But she, I think, is one of my, like, up there with like a TV villain. Like, she was insane. And I think she calmed down. I think she's crazier than she let off towards the end.
Wait, so we interviewed her.
Oh.
And okay. Yeah, we had to cut out a bunch of parts because her PR person was in on the call with us, and we didn't know that he was going to be. And he would like, so Dominique asked, all she asked was, do you know Tiffany Moon, the new housewife? And her PR person like popped in and was like, nope, next question. Nope, next question. Like he like cut us off so many times. We got so irritated. We were like, okay, well, let's just do our trivia and then we're done. We were so annoyed.
Oh my God. Why? Like, he just didn't want her answering anything.
Yeah. Nothing. So she was not allowed to answer any questions about the current housewives or anything. But then 2 weeks after that is when she went on Instagram Live and was ranting and like saying homophobic slurs about Trey, Stephanie's assistant.
Yes.
And she was like, it was like all over Instagram and Facebook and stuff. And I was like, where's your little PR guy now, miss?
Right. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. She like started to say stuff.
Yeah. She was going to trigger us.
Yeah, she started to say a bunch of stuff and he was like, nope, no, Leanne, nope, 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 nope. But we didn't, Kelly, didn't we leave it in the episode? We like didn't cut it out, right? Didn't we leave some of it in?
I left, I think, like a couple parts in. I can't remember now, but remember the next week we said like, you know, we didn't think that it was going to go like that way because like we got cut off and... But oh well. I don't know.
We were nervous to talk to her because she was probably like, I mean, she was like, that was like a big one for us, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, well, yeah, she's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, she's huge.
And I was, sure. Like, I was like, how is she going to be?
She was nice. She was nice. I mean, I wouldn't say she was, yeah, she was nice.
She was nice. She was just like a little bit full of herself.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I can see that.
All right, next one. Where is Shep Rose originally from?
Oh, he's from where Teddy's from. They're from South Carolina. Wait, where? They're from Hilton Head. Isn't he from Hilton Head?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's what I thought.
Yep, he's a member of the Boykin family. Boykin, South Carolina is where the Boykin Spaniel is from. Is that?
Oh. That's the state dog named after Shep's family.
That's wow.
His family always seems so nice on the show.
There's good old Southern people.
I'm like really looking forward to Southern Charm coming back.
Yes, I think it'll be good. I'm very, there's a lot going on. Like all roads lead to Bravo, as they say. So
yeah.
I'm very interested to see how it goes.
Do you think Naomi will come back on now that she's done with Matul?
I think eventually. I think maybe she'll maybe return as a friend of, but I think she'll come back in some capacity.
I was thinking
I think she'll come back.
She would be like a friend of. I always really liked her and Chelsea. Was that her name, Chelsea?
Yeah.
I always really, really liked those two. And I was sad when they left. Someone posted on a Facebook group, and it could have been an old picture. I didn't investigate. Because I saw it like really quickly, but allegedly we'll say Naomi and Craig were in Vegas recently.
Right. Yeah. I saw that post. Yeah. Allegedly they were coming out of like an elevator or something. I heard.
Yeah.
I don't know if I saw a picture or anything, but
I saw a picture.
I'd rather see Craig and Paige from Summer House together. I think they would be adorable.
Mm.
There, I like those two together.
Winter House is probably going to come out in the winter, we think, I'm sure, right?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
In the All-Stars.
One of the few things we have going on, yeah. November.
We got the All-Stars coming.
And Salt Lake City is supposed to come out in November, too.
I'm so excited. I loved the first season. I loved everybody. Everybody on the cast was perfect.
Not Mary.
It's so good. Well, but she's weird in her own way. Like, I wasn't really, like, a fan. Because like, she really wasn't even in it, to be honest with you. Well, they explained why she wasn't on it, but
I didn't
she's
get
interesting.
That because, like, she was not a friend of. She was a housewife, and she was, like, didn't film that much.
Yeah, I guess, well, I guess they originally, she was supposed to be like a friend of, and then they got a new production company. So they had to redo everything all right. over again. And yeah, the second production company was the one that liked it, liked her so much, and they brought her back. So,
yeah.
But I'm, so her, her thing is on Wednesday at 12, I mean, the 12th, right? Her, her court date. So I'm going to try to like zoom in, but it'll probably be like Jen Shaw's. So nobody's going to talk, but I'm still tuning in just because.
You have to my God, I love that.
You have to report to us.
Yes, yes. I think it's the son's girlfriend probably that they were sheltering in their home.
Why is everyone making such a big deal about it?
She was surprised. She had to be underage, right? I don't know. I'm going to listen to it. That's why, because all we know is that they were sheltering someone that they weren't supposed to be. And I just assume it's got to be the girlfriend.
Yeah, that makes sense. But like,
I mean, you're not allowed to have a child in your home that's not yours with, you know, like that's illegal. Like, it doesn't matter if they're just there for whatever reason. Like if the parent says, I want my child. You have to
get. But if that girl is getting beat at home,
it doesn't matter. I know this for a fact.
Wow. Well, yeah. Good to know. I'll make sure never to keep a kid that isn't mine.
Right.
Duly noted.
Duly noted. Yes.
All right. Number 8. Which Real Housewife of Potomac's father worked alongside Martin Luther King?
That's got to be Giselle.
Yeah.
Gotta be Giselle. Yes, yes, yes. I do. You know what? She's necessary. I think she's one of those beautiful housewives that we have.
Yeah.
I don't always agree with what she does, but I think she's needed to stir the pot a lot. And I don't know. I do. I like her. I think she's very much a hypocrite for a lot of what she does. You know, I feel like she can talk about everybody else's stuff, but she's not very receptive. But I think that's part of like stirring the pot. I think she's a very good pot stirrer. I just think that whole cast is like a true ensemble. Like so I don't agree with a lot of what she does, but I appreciate her being on the show and bringing us the drama, the tea, and she's funny. Yeah.
She's like Tamra, you know, she's always there to kind of like stir the pot and say the stuff that other people might not say, you know?
Yes. Yeah. So she'll bring it up. Yeah, for sure. I wish she were more open about the Jamal and what she's going through, because I feel like if that were somebody else, you know, Giselle would be talking and talking and talking and talking about it, but you know, so.
Yeah, I agree. I don't love like her and Karen fighting this year too. It's kind of just like, I mean, it's mostly because I don't like Karen at all.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And we got called racist on TikTok for saying that we didn't like Karen, which makes no sense at all because we're not
right.
Lots right. of people of color. So I'm not really sure why that one triggered people.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, people, Karen has fans that run deep. Kelly and I are definitely on the opposite side of the fence with that. A lot of people really like Karen.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. A lot of people. I would honestly say that I think more people like Karen. From me seeing things, I think a lot of people are much more pro Karen than they are Giselle personally. But I do. She has a lot of fans. And like I said, I remember in the beginning, I liked Giselle way more than Karen. And then I'm now kind of more in the middle because I think I just appreciate each of them bring different thing. I do think that Karen is a little bit full of herself, a lot full of herself.
Yeah.
It's funny. I don't know. I think she's funny. I think she's quick with her reads. I don't know. I think she's funny. And I don't know.
She's dumb though.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. I could see that. And I think that there's more to, I do believe that she probably was cheating on Ray. I do. Allegedly.
Yeah.
I do believe all of that. I do. Because she's, you know, it's Ray. I'm sure he's a nice person, but you know.
He's like a wet blanket though.
Yes,
he's
I agree.
Just old. The man is old. He's
not just old. Like you can be old and still love somebody. Like he won't even say I love you back to
her. That's not being a wet blanket. That's just not being affectionate.
Like she's like, I love you. And he's like, uh-huh. Like you're not just my Poppy was 83 and told my grandma that he loved her until she died. Like, come on now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he's very insecure because she is now this huge star, and, you know, I think not that he's jealous, but I think as a man, it probably makes him feel maybe less than or something, because he's always been powerful Ray Huger and was, you know, he was the head of the family and he was doing everything and she was kind of at home, and now she's this huge, huge celebrity, you know, and the kind of one of the faces of Potomac. So I think it makes him feel kind of less than. He kind of takes it out on her a little bit.
No.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm just not a fan of Karen. I know we get hate. We get hate about it. We got called out. And I was like, first of all, didn't say anything about the color of her skin. Not at all. And I don't understand why that one person triggered.
I got called racist too, because I got called racist because I have now taken a turn, but I thought Garcelle was horrible on season one. I thought she was a dud. Because she really wasn't part of the group. She was always busy. She was off on her own projects. Like, she really wasn't in with the group, and I just didn't like it. And I felt like everybody was like, and I do think she was needed, obviously, for diversity, but it's also like she wasn't doing anything. Like, she wasn't bringing anything. And obviously, I didn't really like Denise and all that stuff. So I hated her, but I have never, ever fast forwarded through anybody's scenes ever in all of the seasons. And I could not take her because I feel like she was just promoting herself. So I fast forward, and I've never done that. So I fast forwarded. I do think this season she's engaged. She's on trips. She's much more present. So I'm okay. So I see how she is valuable to the cast, but I did not think she earned her spot first season.
No, I could agree with that for sure.
I will agree with that. Yep.
Yeah. So I said that on Twitter, and oh my gosh, I was racist. I was awful. And I'm like, no, I'm like, I don't care what she looks like. I'm like, she's just
go straight to race. Like, you didn't say nothing about race.
Right. Exactly. Literally all I said is she's terrible for, like, she's a dud. And I'm like, I fast forwarded through scenes, and she has a lot of fans too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, man.
People run deep for her. Number 9, Kel.
What part of Pittsburgh is, I don't know how to say his last name, Carl
Radcliffe. He's from, isn't he from Upper St. Clair?
Yes,
he is.
That's what I thought.
I don't watch Summer House, and I cannot watch Summer House. I have tried many times and I hate it.
Interested.
I told her she has to, season one kind of sucks.
Started again with season three, and it's just so boring. I literally cannot watch it.
I like Summer House.
They bring me.
I think you have to kind of get there. Maybe not pay full attention to it, but maybe have it on the back while you're doing laundry or while you're cleaning your room or something, and then you can capture some things.
I can't do it. I've tried. I can't.
You don't like it. You don't like it.
I also don't like that he never answers us, okay? I don't like that either.
Yeah, Carl ignores us hard on Instagram.
Like, red. Wow. Leaves us on red.
Oh, so he reads it and doesn't say anything. Oh, yes. Wow.
Like, motherfucker.
Wow, that's rude.
Just
don't even a like?
You don't have to type a word. Just do like a doot-doot and give me a little heart.
Right.
You don't even have to type a word. Rude. Whatever.
All right.
Last question. What order were the Vanderpump babies born in? Also, bonus points if you know their full names. Bonus points if you know their birth dates.
Well, birthdays, I'm out completely. So I know that the last one it has to be Sheena's baby, who's Summer Moon. I might be making that up, but. Summer.
That's real life.
Okay, Summer. I think I have to work on them. I think I have to work on them backwards. I think, and then before that, I believe.
Wait. Her whole name is Summer Moon Honey Davies.
Oof.
Don't know why.
That's a long one.
Brock's other child is Winter.
I did know that.
think it's so
corny. I did know that.
So corny.
Okay. So then, so yes. Yeah, so I know Summer was the last one. And then before that, I believe was Lala's, which is Ocean. I believe. Oh. And then before that, I guess I have to do it backward. I think after that, I think it was Jack's a Spawn. So that would be Cruz, Couchy. And then the first one, oh my God, why can't I think of it? The first one, because they all got pregnant at the same time.
Girl.
I know. I'm blanking. Okay, so it's obviously not Tom.
You're better than this. What are you
doing? I know. Stassi's kid, yes. Harper. So it'd be Harper. Yeah, Harper, Cruz, Ocean, Summer.
Nope.
Ocean, so, Summer, I'm sorry. Ocean, Summer.
No. So it's Hartford Charlie Rose Clark, born on January 7th, 2021. Then it's Ocean Kent Emmett, born March 15th, 2021. Then Cruz Michael Couchy, born April 12th. And then Summer Moon Honey Davies, born April
26th. Oh, so I got Jax's and What's-Her-Face's mixed up. Lala. Ocean's very beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
They're all so stinking cute.
Yeah, they actually all are. I haven't really seen a lot of Jax's just because I don't follow him because he annoys me, and obviously I'm blocked on Britney stuff. But
little baby Couchy.
I've seen like a couple pictures of him. They honestly are. They all are all very, very, very cute. And I think it is kind of neat that they all were born literally within the year.
Had a pregnancy pact.
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Oh, I think it was quarantine. People were like, well, what are we going to do? You know, let's just get pregnant. What else are we going to do?
I think it's so ironic that they all had their babies at the same time. I think that's just very ironic. You know, like, it's cool for them. And then you got to feel bad for Katie because
Katie and Tom,
I think she was like trying to get pregnant and wasn't able to or whatever. So, you know, I wonder if it's brought in.
I was going to say, what do you think about that? Like, how do you think that's going to go with the season that they just filmed? Because obviously the babies are going to be on the show.
Right.
Well, yeah, Jen, Lala and Sheena's. The other two aren't on.
Oh, right. But do you think they're never on? Like, not even as a friend of?
Stassi got canceled. If anything, she maybe Brittany would maybe make an appearance, but Stassi's canceled.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. I don't know how that's gonna go, but I was
gonna be
with them. I don't know. I was honestly shocked that they came back and did a season. I thought that they weren't gonna do it it needs new blood, it needs people, but I think it has to also be organic, right? So these people have known each other, and I feel like there's such a big disconnect between the new people that they're going to bring on and them. So I don't know. We'll see how, I mean, I'm going to watch because I just need to know everything and I don't want to not know. Yeah. But
same. I'm interested to see it though, with the babies in the mix, and yeah, for sure.
Yeah. We'll see how it is.
Lala has come such a long way.
I mean, she has. Yeah, she has for sure. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm interested in even James, see how he's come with Raquel. And I'm sure I think the engagement will probably get filmed, right?
Was at her like Coachella birthday party or whatever, and they were filming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm excited for VPR. I love VPR. But Stassi's my favorite, so I'm going to be a little bummed without her. So we'll see how it is. But like you said, I'm still going to watch. I did find myself last season, though, like when there's a new housewife on, I'm in front of my TV when it, like, I watch it live. And I found last season VPR was on, I wasn't watching it live because it was kind of falling flat for me. But I still, like, obviously caught up and watched it, but I wonder if I might end up being like that this year again, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm interested to see how it turns out. Maybe it'll be better. Who knows? It's just changed so much from the beginning, you know? So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. I'm definitely not going to watch it live because I have too much pride. To watch them live.
Yeah. I don't watch anything live. I watch it like the next day usually.
If it's really good, I wait half hour because I can't watch commercials. So I'll wait a half hour, speed through the commercials. Like if I really want to get into it. Yep.
Y'all on your commercial.
I don't have cable. So yeah, I don't have commercials. I can't do commercials. I stream everything. Can't do it. I know I'm a princess, but I just can't.
I fast forward. Yeah, I fast forward through it. I'm like, nope. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Well, thank you so much for coming to chat with us. We loved meeting you last week. We were like, oh my gosh, this girl knows every Bravo thing ever. So we're super happy that you wanted to come and chat with us on our pod.
Yes, I'm honestly, like, I told everybody about it. So I'm so happy that you guys brought me on here again. This is a dream. And now we don't have BravoCon. So I got to get my, I'm so sad. Like, I genuinely was upset about this. So,
but I had a feeling it was coming.
I figured too, because I literally was talking about, like, I'm like, okay, last time, this is when they aired this is when they announced it. You know, we have Delta creeping around. I'm like, I don't know. And if they do, it's going to be so limited that I'm not going to be able to get a ticket.
I know.
2022, it's calling our name. 2022. Yes.
I'm just glad we didn't book the hotel and flight yet.
I know. Did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were like really close to booking it. And then we were like, let's just wait to get tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Honestly, this was so much fun. I really appreciate it. But yeah, you guys need to do something to get more Bravo people to get, like, do an event like that again or do some type of something, because like all of my friends are like obsessed with Bravo. Oh, so
yeah, we definitely want to. We'll do maybe something in the winter or something like that. And we'll do another event, and we got to get more Pittsburgh. We got to get the Pittsburgh Bravo. We got to find them. We got to find the Pittsburgh Bravo people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Well, I'll get them out.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Thanks thank you so much. Maria. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks for listening to Bravo Group Chat.
Please like, subscribe, and leave us a review.
Follow us on social media @Bravo Group Chat.
Tune in every Thursday for a new episode.